Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast. Today's episode is about social media, the United States of America, and our president. How on earth do we keep a peaceful mind and spirit facing so much chaos and hate that's been erupting in our country since the election? Well, part of the reason I started this podcast is because of fear. Fear for my safety, fear for my living, fear for my country. I became overwhelmed with grief each morning when I read the news feeds and realized how quickly our society had turned into one of great hate and polarization. I personally needed a strategy. A strategy on how to deal with it, how to help my life, and how to help others who might be feeling the same. Now, my job is such that I can't cut off social media entirely, nor would I want to. I use it to keep in touch with friends and family who don't live close by. Living in a remote location has that drawback. I've also used it to connect with my small community. So, what do we do beyond cutting off social media entirely? Well, here are my strategies I've developed, which have helped me cope. Maybe they can help you too. One, I do not repost, retweet, or propagate any nonsense that that man says or does. And by nonsense, I mean statements or actions that are meant to divert our attention away from the egregious acts of our lawmakers that result in taking away our human rights. It's a con man's primary tool, distraction. So if he looks at the sun during an eclipse or decorates the White House with black trees, then so be it. Pass. I don't want it representing me or having to see it in my timeline. Two, I do not repost, retweet, or propagate anything that has his image in it for the same exact reasons. Three, I do not repost, retweet, or propagate any information that cannot be confirmed by a reputable news source. Words made into a graphic don't automatically become true. If I see a friend has done so, I will check them. False news stories and propaganda is how we got here in the first place. Four, I do repost, retweet, and propagate when our human rights are being controlled or taken away. We have to be aware that they're being chipped away little by little. Five, I do post, repost, retweet, and propagate positive stories about humanity and our success stories as often as I can. It's important that the positivity is getting read and spread also to balance out our feeds and to keep our hope and our spirits alive. Remember, you are what you post. You are what you tweet. It's a reflection on you and on our society. You can be enraged at what's happening now. That is normal. It's human. And it's compassionate. But review your timeline, as it will have a personal effect on both your spirit and the spirits of those close to you. The important thing is not to feel helpless. You are stronger than you think. Our country is stronger and better than this. You don't have to become an activist or a politician in order to help save the world. Just take care of your little corner of it. Join a local group. Make a local group. March. Take care of your children and make sure that they feel safe while discussing how and why this is unacceptable. Your kids are smart, and they themselves are absorbing all of this. And last but not least, instead of grieving or stressing during this chaotic time, stop and meditate or pray, if that's what you do, for change. Our government was set up with checks and balances for this very situation, and they're currently in the works. Each day, send out positive energy that our world will be fixed. We will be cured. After all, we are spectacular human beings. We are human, and we always rebound. Together, you and me, we can return our lives to peace and joy. Keep joining me on this podcast and tune in to future episodes, listen to past episodes, and remember, life is good. You've been listening to the Peaceful Life Podcast.